Three Bodies and a Biscotti. A Lexi Baker Bakery Cozy Mystery. Lexi Baker Cozy Mysteries. Written by Leanne Dobbs. Chapter 1. Lexi took a nibble of the pistachio biscotti. The crunch of the biscuit sounded like music to her ears. The sweet taste of the cookie, combined with the contrasting, creamy, soft bitterness of the dark chocolate coating, created a riot of sensations in her mouth. "Please take one. I'm trying out a new recipe and I'd love to know what you think," she mumbled around a mouthful, shoving the tray of biscotti towards the three older women. Ruth, Helen, and Nance each picked up a biscuit and bit into it noisily. They chewed tentatively at first, and Lexi felt a pang of disappointment. Didn't they like them? Nance swallowed, then blotted her lips with a napkin. "It's delicious, dear." The two other women nodded in agreement. Lexi felt her shoulders relax. Creating new recipes was a key to success for her bakery business, and she loved trying them out on her grandmother, Nance, and the other ladies because they always provided an honest critique.
"Just the right sweetness," Ruth said, slurring the last word,
before reaching into her mouth and pushing down on her bottom teeth. She glanced around the table, then shrugged.
"Sorry, I have new dentures and they keep slipping out."
Lexi looked around Nance's condo while she chewed her biscotti. It was a good size for an independent living condo in a retirement complex. Nance had moved here a year ago when she stopped driving, so she could be closer to her friends and the action. The facility provided a variety of activities and entertainment and had a decent dining room where the residents could get meals if they didn't feel like cooking. The large complex had living quarters for senior citizens in various different situations, such as the assisted living facility and the nursing care section. Nance and the other ladies were quite independent and all had their own condos. They were seated around Nance's dining room table, situated in between her kitchen and living room, with a view of the entire living area. The morning sun streamed in through the sliding glass door at the other end of the room. Lexi could see water dripping from the snow melting on the roof and hoped it meant winter would soon be releasing its cold grip on the area. Lexi's eyes landed on the empty chair across from her. "Where's Ida?" she asked, her brows wrinkling together. The four women were usually always together, and Lexi found it odd that Ida wasn't there this morning.
"Oh, she'll be right along. She had an errand to run," Nance said.
Then, looking at the plate of biscotti, she added,
"We'll save her a couple of biscotti. I'm sure she'll love them."
Lexi nodded and took another dainty bite. Normally, she would have devoured most of the biscotti by now, but she'd noticed her jeans were fitting a little tight and figured it might be wise to cut down on the eating.
"Let's get down to business and talk about the Bertram Glom murder," Nance said.
Lexi rolled her eyes. Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Helen were amateur detectives. Though they were all well past the age of 70, they still kept active and had been successful in solving many cases. They even had a name for themselves, the Ladies Detective Club. The problem was, they saw murder everywhere. "You don't know he was murdered," Lexi said. Nance peered at Lexi over the top of her glasses.
"Of course he was, dear. I think the girls know a murder when they see one."
Lexi felt a pang of guilt. Nance and the other ladies had been instrumental in helping her solve a few murders, including a couple where Lexi was the main suspect. She had just returned from a national bakery contest in Las Vegas with Nance, where she had managed to win second prize despite having been one of the suspects in the murder of one of the judges in the contest. The Ladies Detective Club had helped her solve the case by using old-fashioned detective work and communicating on their iPads. Lexi owed it to them to at least listen. "Okay, what have you got?" Lexi grabbed another biscotti.
Had she eaten the whole one already? Ruth pulled out her iPad, fingers at the ready, apparently to record their conversation. From what I know, Bertram went into nursing care when we were in Vegas and passed away, suspiciously, the day before we came home, Nan said.
That's right. Bertram was only 71. He was healthy as a horse. In fact, he lived just 2 doors down from me,
Helen said, her eyes wide. Lexi wrinkled her brow. If he was healthy as a horse, what was he doing in the nursing care section? And why aren't the police looking into his death? Ruth's lips pressed together.
The police are just passing it off as another old person dying. They didn't even do an autopsy.
Yeah, you know how they can be, Nan said, then looking at Lexi. Not your Jack, of course. He'd listen to us. Or to you. She raised her eyebrows. Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm at the mention of Jack. She'd been dating Detective Jack Perillo for almost a year now, and while he might listen to her about other things, he had made it clear that he took a dim view of her investigating murders. She felt her stomach clench, realizing that she'd be in hot water with him if he knew what they were discussing. Anyway, Nance continued, Bertram slipped on the ice and broke his leg. He lives alone and couldn't manage on his own. He was in immense pain, so they put him in the nursing section till he could care for himself. They had only planned to keep him in there for a week. Lexi narrowed her eyes and thought. Nance could be right. She usually was. But why would someone want to kill him? Lexi asked, stating the obvious question. Before anyone could answer, the door to Nance's condo flew open, and Ida tumbled inside.
Ladies, grab your coats. There's been another murder.